Sup, y'all. You want to know the secrets? Here are the secrets. If you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you can get early episodes, you can get bonus episodes, you can get super long episodes with special guests like Justin Robert Young and Hal Lublin, and many more to come. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Secrets. And you're not doing the thing I need you to do. It's just one simple thing. I need both my hands for typing. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, we got ourselves a story sent to us by a whole mess of people.
Ooh, lordy, lordy. Oh, a whole mess of people.
It gave us the vapors. when a whole bunch of people send a story, you know, we tend to perk up. But this story may be beyond.
We tend to ignore it.
Yeah, well, we do
because
that
we're iconoclasts.
That's right.
We go against the grain. So fuck your story. We're doing a different story. What's the story we're actually doing?
The story we're actually doing is was sent in by a whole bunch of people.
God damn it.
It's
supposed to be a unified front, Jeff.
these lots of people sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. They logged onto our subreddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. We just got inundated with this one.
They followed me home from work.
Yeah.
Don't do that, guys. That's why we have the email.
Rock through the window with a piece of paper taped to it. It was any way possible. This is about synthetic life and the fact that we have figured out a way to create a kind of microbe that has more than the usual amount of DNA data stored in it.
What do you mean? Like more as in how? More as because well, every living creature, like all living creatures, kind of have different amounts of DNA. Like not every DNA right. has the same number of matched pairs in their DNA strand that we do.
That's correct. But those matched pairs are made up of the same four letters, the same four genetic elements, right?
Guanine, cytosine,
whoa,
adenine, and thymine.
Gesundheit.
Gattaca. Just
That's
remember
correct.
The movie Gattaca, and you will never forget what DNA is made of.
GTCA are the four letters that appear in every DNA strand. So every creature, big and small, that's on planet Earth, their DNA has GTCA, right? Mm-hmm. In various combinations and forms throughout the DNA. So various levels of complexity, but those are the four elements. Those are the four letters that are in the DNA strand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we created a creature that has two extra letters.
Which letters?
X and Y.
All right. It feels too easy.
Right. They should have gone with something more exotic. A little W in there. Maybe a Q.
Oh, I would love a Q.
Wouldn't everybody love a Q?
Any letter that needs another helping letter is the
exactly.
best. You know what I mean? Like, that would be great.
Yeah. I think they should just have gone for the rarest of Scrabble tiles. You know, the highest scoring Scrabble tiles. J, maybe a J in there.
Oh, a J would be perfect. If it was J and Q.
Yeah.
Whew.
Now, we went with X and Y.
Fine.
And this is a story that I'm having a hard time grokking because I don't quite understand what the X and Y actually are. But basically, the idea here is that these are, it's just.
So this is bacteria, right? We've created, this is like a.
E. coli, in fact.
Okay.
So I'm already concerned.
Oh, we're just making a super E. coli.
Super powered E. coli.
Great.
That contains more information than regular E. coli. So what they did is they edited the DNA sequence to add in a new DNA base, this X and Y that they created. And it doesn't do anything yet. Is just information, but it's proving that these microbes can contain this information and hold on to it. You see, previously...
Jeff.
Yeah.
Life hacks.
Yeah. Classic life hacks.
Classic right? life hack.
Yeah.
There are a couple life hacks that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Number one is you can use a paperclip
mm-hmm.
to hold your USB... plugs
what?
On your desk. Like you make a little cradle for them.
Oh.
That's a life hack. Another life hack is instead of doing your to-do list for the day in the morning, you do it the night before.
Oh.
That's a life hack. So
also,
you wake up and you're ready to go.
You can
also change the building blocks of life within a living organism.
Yeah. classic
to give it
life
more
hack.
Power and yeah. information. That's yeah. a that's also a life
store
hack.
Store new data in your DNA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's here's a life hack for you. Fuck with your genes.
Yeah.
I would imagine that this. So, DNA creates protein. That's what it's for.
Correct.
All of our DNA creates protein. The protein creates the building blocks of us.
Right.
New bits of DNA means different kinds of proteins that can be made?
That's the idea. They are hoping that what this will actually empower them to do in the future is...
Wings!
Well, wings would be sweet.
Blue but skin!
I don't think those come from protein. I mean, you have to have a lot of
you
protein.
You don't know, though!
You gotta get a lot
you
of protein.
You get a different protein in there!
Dude, I've been having that whey. I've been drinking those whey supplements. And I no wings yet. I go whey for wings, but no wings for my whey.
You know what I think you do is you get the vegan protein powder that's all blueberries and peas and stuff.
Oh, you got to go soy?
Then you get blue and green.
You got to go soy protein for the blue skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go whey for the whangs.
I wish.
I need just need more protein.
I wish I could just walk in
just load up on
to
protein.
The grocery store and like next to the hair dye was like just like the skin color changing stuff.
You want different hair? Different
yeah,
skin.
I want it all, man. Yeah. I want it all. And this is probably not for that. That's probably not what they're doing.
No, the idea here is that they would create new proteins that might lead to new medicines. And they even say new materials. So like new even synthetic materials that we could create to build stuff. But what they've done so far, basically what happened is back in 2014,
like
they
what
managed-
what kind of stuff?
You know, like...
What are we going to build?
Like a little miniature...
We already do a lot. We build a lot of stuff.
I know, but we haven't built all the stuff.
What kind of stuff do we need?
Better stuff.
Like made it like what?
Like little little figurines of guys with wings.
We got those.
I know, but not made out of the new stuff.
Well, this is like if you're a chemist or and you're or you work in synthetic materials, you work in engineering,
yeah.
and you're trying to create the next, you know. You're trying to create the next like carbon fiber. You're trying to create the next new plastic or the next
battery,
new
battery, yeah. a new conductive like, material for shrinking down computer components. Or people.
Shrinking people.
We could make tiny people.
We could make a tiny people.
With wings.
I'll tell you this, Jeff.
What's that?
Do you remember the novel Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton? Little novel many people have not heard of.
I'm not familiar.
Well, it's this novel where they create
Is that related to Jurassic World, the... number one box office film that came out in 2015?
I think it came out late. I think it was a prequel novelization to Jurassic World.
Ah.
And which, I mean, like, Chris, what's his name, isn't in it?
Yeah, all I can think of is Pine. What was his name?
It wasn't Pine, and it wasn't Klein, and it wasn't,
Pratt.
Pratt.
It's Pratt. It's the Pratt.
Chris Pratt's not in it.
Wait, Chris Pratt. Wait, you're telling me there's a Jurassic something and Pratt's not in it?
No Pratt, no Lapkus. Why do a Jurassic Park or Jurassic World movie
with no Pratt?
With no Pratt or Lapkus.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I'm having a hard time believing.
Who cares what they were doing before Pratt and Lapkus showed up?
Having a hard time
up.
Believing that's a real thing that you're talking about. All right, so
yeah,
there's a book.
Like, yeah, and they copy so much from Jurassic World in this book.
Really?
Yeah, like there are two kids that they get, like these scientists get saddled with.
Oh, man.
And the scientists have like this will they, won't they, like love story thing.
Wait, there's no Tyrannosaurus Rex in it though, right?
There is, but it's like a regular one.
What? A regular one, not a super smart one?
No, it's like regular kind.
We're supposed to believe that?
Yeah, it's like they run from like two raptors. They don't even like ride the raptors.
Oh.
The raptors don't even run alongside motorcycles, right? It's a real garbage book is what I'm saying. It's real trash, but there's one part of... I actually was not a huge fan of the Jurassic Park novel.
Really?
I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. Mm.
Are you a Crichton fan?
I am a Crichton fan.
Yeah.
But,
what's
you know,
your favorite Crichton?
Crichton... Crichton Terminal Man. Crichton has so much... such a huge body of work that it's kind of like... it's kind of like saying you like Stephen King. Right?
Right.
Like, I like Stephen King,
yeah.
but there's some Stephen King novels I never have to read again.
That's true.
You know, so
or never will read.
Or never will read.
but that's because he puts out one like every 15 seconds.
Just the only Family Guy joke I think I ever really just like barreled over laughing about was the Stephen King in a pitch meeting where he's like, maybe it's a haunted, and he looks at the desk and he just picks up a lamp and he's like, it's a haunted lamp. but... the one bit that I really loved in Jurassic Park in the novel is something that they pulled out of the movie, which is the first thing that they do when they start cloning is they make teeny little elephants for kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they plan on selling them as pets.
Yeah.
And like,
no, in the Jurassic World movie, which is really the only Jurassic you need to watch.
I thought that's the only Jurassic movie there is.
They have the tiny, don't they have like tiny like triceratops that are at the park that the kids are riding on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like kids are sitting on the back of like tiny triceratops
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, these
but
guys
so
are,
anyway, take this protein.
These guys are creating proteins. And so in 2014, what they did was they proved they could stick X and Y into these microbes, but the microbes died off really
fast. What are X and Y?
That's what I don't understand. That's what I'm not grokking.
So I know that they're amino acids.
Right.
But what amino acids are they using? What is represented by X and Y?
Well, right now they're saying all it is placeholders. There's not they're not
oh.
anything. It's just proof that they can.
So they can swap amino acids in and out.
Right. So the idea here is that eventually they'll be able to program the DNA to carry whatever information they want.
So they don't even know if this microbe can hold these extra things. They just know that it has the placeholders for them.
Right, but that's the same thing, right? They know they
is
can
it?
Hold. They know they can hold the thing. They just don't know if they can stick information in the thing.
Well, let me tell you this. I have two hands. This may blow you away.
What?
I have two hands, Jeff Cannata. I could.
By the way, that's my son's favorite trick right now.
I have, two hands. Now I have one hand.
What? Oh my
second
God!
Hand is back.
Yeah.
I have two hands. Theoretically, Jeff, this hand could hold like a plutonium rod, uh-huh. and this hand could hold hot coals. It could.
Right.
It could. But it, these
but
hands could. Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
It shouldn't. It's going to cause some damage.
Right.
They know that they can put these things in.
Right.
Do they know that putting these things into those slots will not fuck everything up?
Well, not yet, but as I was saying...
they don't know shit.
In 2014, they managed to put X and Y in as placeholders,
okay.
and then the things would get sickly and die off. But now what they've managed to do, the big breakthrough that we're talking about here, is that they've managed to create hardier microbes that can hold onto these placeholder X and Ys and have...
Oh, good.
A lifespans...
Oh, good. We're
and
creating...
Pass that
organisms.
DNA on to their offspring is the wrong word, but they can split and multiply and pass that DNA
sure.
along.
Let's just create organisms that are so hardy.
Yeah, E. coli.
That you can't, let's create E. coli that's so hardy that fucking with its DNA can't kill it.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Fundamentally yes. messing with the very building blocks of its life, the
yes.
structure that keeps it. That keeps life propagating. Even fucking with that will not destroy this E. coli.
Yeah. Now you've got it.
I think that's what those people on that cruise ship got when that cruise ship was caught at sea.
Super E. coli with
they
X and Y.
They got that super E. coli.
Yeah. There's a great
Captain,
quote.
Captain, I've got a question.
Okay. Yes.
Everybody seems to be feeling a little nauseous.
I prefer nauseated.
Wow. Wow, your job is just to drive the ship, okay?
I mean, yes, I'm a nautical captain, but I am also a member of the Grammar Army. That's more of a hobby.
Wow. Okay, well, as long as we're being very specific and correct about things,
mm-hmm.
People aren't just nauseated. People are shitting all over the decks.
Oh.
I've also noticed, going back to your job as captain,
uh-huh.
We have not moved in like a day and a half.
So in like a day and a half or in a day and a half? Because I prefer...
Oh, my God! How about this? Literally
uh-huh.
a day and a half.
See, now you're just insulting me.
No.
No, you're right. It has been a day
it
and a half.
It has been a day and
moved.
A half.
You know what the problem really is? It's all the genetically enhanced E. coli that we're transporting. Did I not mention that at the banquet? When we had the big banquet and everybody was dancing, and I said the purpose of this trip is to both entertain and transport dangerous E. coli that we've genetically mutated. Did I leave that second part off? Because I did say the thing about the entertain, right?
You're right.
And that was when we had that Bee Gees cover band that really just rocked the house, remember?
The CHs.
Yeah, they were so great. Well, we're adding new letters to everything on this trip.
Cool. Well, number one, now I know to check Groupons for sure.
Yeah. Well,
I don't even know how I got a Groupon because I think Groupon closed up shop in like 2013.
And like 2013, or did they stop? So this might be cause for concern, but
I don't think it's cause for concern.
They say it's going to blow open what they can do with proteins.
phrasing.
Here's a fun quote. This is the starting point to create organisms with wholly unnatural attributes.
Yes! And, dark organisms!
And traits not found elsewhere in nature.
Eldritch organisms!
We're creating unnatural beings. They're creating abominations.
Yeah!
This is the first step to creating abominations, Anthony.
Oh, I'm so happy we're finally going to create abominations. I've been waiting for the promise of abominations to come to fruition. But no, this is cool because it means like, okay, let's say that there's a protein that is very expensive to synthesize or maybe impossible to synthesize within a lab for a medication.
Right.
Maybe we can put a few amino acids into this bacteria that will allow it to create that protein for us inexpensively and organically and automatically.
Well, I think there's
maybe we put a bunch of different E. coli into one vat, right?
Yeah.
And one creates like a protein and they all come together to create the proteins that just like make ice cream.
Just ice cream for days?
Just like all ice cream.
E. coli ice cream?
No, no, no. I mean, it wouldn't be E. coli ice cream. It would just be like all of the little proteins they create would be moved through a tiny funnel.
Oh.
And when they all came together, it would just form into ice cream.
Just like vanilla, though?
This is how science works, I'm relatively sure.
Well, it's an all ice cream based science. I like that.
I think all science is an ice cream based science.
I'm into it now. I think it even goes beyond what you're saying because...
Beyond ice cream, Jeff?
I mean, there's not much space beyond ice cream.
No, there is not.
In my tummy.
And the universe is infinite.
But it's not just create proteins that are difficult to create. It's create wholly new ones that we haven't been able... that don't exist in nature. So the idea here is create things that we program. We program these microbes to have properties that are not found in the natural world.
That is insane. I'm into this.
Of course you are.
I'm into this. I love abominations. I'm ready for abominations.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing I want more than a perversion of science.
But isn't when you create things that can create new medicines, aren't you also always creating
new poisons?
Yeah.
Creating new weapons.
Yeah.
Creating new things to bring fear to the masses. Diseases.
Yeah.
We can create new anything.
We created new cures to what? The new diseases we created.
As long as we don't do net terrible, we keep getting the grant money. Yeah. We keep our jobs. We keep coming into work. That's it.
That's how nature finds a way, is equilibrium.
Maybe even worse than the novelization of Jurassic World, the novelization of the movie Equilibrium.
Yeah, that one had no Pratt either.
It was just the novelization of the movie Equilibrium is just a drunk 15-year-old trying to explain 1984 in Brave New World. You know how you can make that better? You know how you make that? Fucking guns. What do you guys think about this? Are you scared? Are you excited? I am all excited.
It's
I like an abomination.
Synthetic creatures, man.
Yeah.
It's synthetic creatures. It's pretty amazing that we're doing this. And I think the next step is abominations.
We are moving from that era of 60s sci-fi where everything was like cold and aluminum,
yeah,
to 70s sci-fi when everything looked like an internal organ.
Yeah, it's all lava lamps as far as you
those,
can see.
Yeah, those organic sciences, yeah, where like spaceships look like a giant intestine.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped for that. It's the ugliest design aesthetic in the world. I'm so ready. What do you guys think about this? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those tiny elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying the show.
I
learn new things like letters of the alphabet that exist in DNA. And then I go and I can tell my friends about it based on two dudes who barely understood the topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you feel the same way, maybe you will go and tell your friends about it. One of the biggest things you can do to help out the show is just go tell a friend. Send them a good episode that you love. We have a new listener's guide up on the site. That's weaveconcerns.com/newlistener.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just send them there. It's 10 episodes selected by you guys that best represent the show.
Are we still doing voting on the new version?
Oh, yeah, we are. Every week we're updating that as well. So if you head to weaveconcerns.com Right on the front page, there's Clash of Concerns.
Clash of Concerns.
Where we're updating the new user guide, finding the best episodes of the show voted on by you. So go tell a friend about the show and then hit up the vote and help us create a new user guide. Just, we're asking you for, just do a lot of work for us. Thanks.